Remember back about in the 50s, they used to have great big skirts and they...
Brown skirts?
Well, the things that they... You remember they had these big slits?
Hooks.
Yes, yes.
Do they call those hooks that went around those bags?
That went around,
is
yeah,
that right?
To make those.
I didn't realize
and
they
that was what
hooks.
It was the same thing that the hoop skirts, you know, like that
yes.
We used to. I can remember that.
I can too.
And they were horrible. I don't know why we wore them. We couldn't.
He really thought they were beautiful.
And they would fly up in your face. And, oh, they were terrible. You couldn't get it in out of a car. Yeah.
I hate to be trying to wear one now.
I know it. Well, we'd never do it now. We got better sense. What would you call, something that you put in the top of a bottle to stop it up.
Stopple.
Now, a little musical instrument that...
Harp.
Okay. And how about something kind of like that, but that would hold...
Horn and whistles.
Okay. Have you ever heard of anything called either a juice harp? Have you ever heard? Or a juice harp, do you know that?
I heard them, but I don't know what they look like.
Oh, but you have heard that word?
Yes.
How would you say it?
I would say a juice harp.
What would you call a thing that you use to pound nails with?
Hammer.
Now, you're not going to know this, but I'll ask anyway. If you had a wagon and two horses, the part that comes up between the two horses?
Well, I would say that would be a cotton wheel.
They call them tongues, I think.
Oh, I think they did, because I was trying to remember. I was about 8 years old when I was by my grandfather, and he had one that was trying
to
remember.
Oh, your grandfather? Oh.
That's one reason I can remember whip.
That's why, yeah, yeah, yeah. And, you remember this one either, but the thing that you hitch a horse up to a buggy, the part of a buggy you hitch him up to. How about on a wagon wheel? Do you know what you would call the metal part on the outside?
On a wagon wheel?
Mm-hmm.
You mean to the little wagons that they have now? Or
no.
You talking about the old one wagons?
Yeah.
No.
Okay. But now I could ask somebody 80 years old and they'd know that.
Oh,
right?
You wouldn't have to ask somebody 80. People that live, you know, around on farms, they would.
Well,
know.
That's true. People that grew up in the farm.
Or else would visit, you know,
that's
farms.
That's very true, because I have done these in rural areas, and I have done them very often with younger people. You're in the, we have a type, you know, we call type one, and that's older people,
mm-hmm.
And we have type two, and that's younger people. And so I've done lots of people in you're in the type two, in the younger category, who have known that, come to think of, who live on farms. I've forgotten. You've ever heard, now this is also to do with wagons, have you ever heard of a single tree or a double tree?
No.
Part of a wagon? Okay. If somebody had something like a load of wood in a wagon or a truck, and he was picking it up at one place, dropping it off another, going back and picking it up, dropping it off, what would you say he was doing with the wood? Would you use hauling in that way? The word.
Well, I would guess you would use haul instead of carrying.
Instead of carrying,
yes.
In that way. Okay. If there was a tree had fallen across the driveway, and people needed to drag it out, and if it had happened in the past, you'd say, yesterday we put a chain around it and we.
Drug.
Yeah, and then in the past several times we have again
dragon
whatever, yeah, just whatever. That's another one of those things where it's hard to you have to. I think I found the best thing is wife stories, which I say first thing that came to my head, because I started thinking about it, I wouldn't know what I say. In the country, when they're going to plant a crop, to break the ground they use a
tractor.
Okay. And then the thing that they used to hook up a horse to when they would, if they had to plant something, would be a, this is real simple, but.
Oh, a plow.
Plow, yeah. You ever heard of anything called a harrow or a horror or something like that they use in the country?
No.
Okay.